when the master came to the meeting, there were too many members at that time. You know? No, we changed the plan. We have to give a revolving manager in the Alamo 3 months, four of you people to be in 3 months' time as a manager. The good records will be the one who going to be the manager. So finally, when 1 year came out, Master came already at the time. Again, Master, well, Napoleon, I think he is good record, he going to be the manager.
But Manong Benny wanted?
Wanted somebody.
Oh, somebody else.
Yeah, huh? They wanted somebody else. In fact, when the Master left for the mainland, 1953, I think, before he came to Maui, somebody been asked again to the Master that they want me to put out as a manager. So they changed.
They changed you?
They changed me as they changed me, they put somebody else. But Master said he wants me to rest. But because of somebody, I think they got the master's lecture there.
Oh, you have his lecture.
Excuse me. It's all ready.
Xerox, Tata.
Yeah. I think you have Honolulu, they have Honolulu this one.
Okay.
Look at in there.
Since you can remember, it seems that there has always been misunderstanding or fighting among the leaders, no?
Oh, yes. From the very beginning, always. Especially when we had the material division, the spiritual division. Because those material division, they go against the spiritual division. Reason why they cannot do what we can do in the spiritual division.
Is this something beliefs and all that.
Yeah.
But you also follow everything that the Master says.
Oh, yes.
But the material division don't always, they in sometimes disobey.
Disobey, yeah, in the spiritual only.
But then, Tata, a lot of the spiritual members became materialists.
Yeah, some of them.
So did they change when they moved from spiritual member to material member?
I don't know that, you know, because they still a member. Maybe in the activities, I think they change, but in on their faith, I think they don't change.
They don't change.
Yeah.
Okay. But why is it that the spiritual members and the material members, Tata, were put together doing the same activities?
They do, same activities. So in material now, in material division activities, the spiritual division join the material division. But the material division, they cannot join the spiritual division.
They cannot. They have to go through all the things again. But so in other words, the only difference between the big difference between the spiritual division and the material division is because you underwent through all the training and the sacrifice. And that do you think that gives you more strength then to see better than
sure.
the material?
Oh, sure. But some also, materials, the same thing as the spiritual. Even though they don't follow the, you know, what we have done in the spiritual vision, but they believe in that knowledge, still there's no different to them, mm-hmm. just like Romana them. Mm-hmm. Even though they did not, just like the late mother, something, she sacrificed before that only one time, I think. Mm-hmm. But she believed in the spiritual division. In fact, she was the one, God, Master bless her soul, she was the one who always advised me before.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know
that, Mama? Yes, she was the one. Because sometimes, you know, as a leader, when the outside leaders would invite you to, you know, to certain activities, certain, you know, I have to go with them, to join them. Mm-hmm. Because the Master told me before, any group, who in a community, but not the communists, he said, not the communists.
Yes.
You have to be with them to show that we are, to show that we are not against them. So sometimes before the advice, you know, the mother, late mother, not to go so much, why I cannot handle my activities in the organization. But it was good too that I was with the other communities. I have learned, I had my experience also from them to bring it to the organization, to what I have learned. You know, I have learned good from them and then bring to the organization also. Material activities.
Uh-huh. Now, Tata, when you say spiritual members, it means you're still following certain sacrifices.
Not at the present time.
Not at the present time anymore. But you say you have graduated.
Yes, but I could do it yet. But you know, after I get married, I tried, you know. Uh-huh. I did almost 3 days already. But when I was sleeping, my wife stayed there. And I couldn't, my wife said, kind of, you know, when I breathe, yeah, just like, I did not breathe already, he said, my wife. He told that I died already. So, Daddy, please, you go eat now, because you, the kind already, no. So I just, you know, please her, so I drink water at that time. Almost 3 days already. So I lost my 3 days.
Different Tata when you have family.
No, the same thing. That's why I told him, well, even though it now I can stand yet to 3-4 days, even 7 days yet.
But your wife worries about
you. He worries about me. Yeah. But when you are fasting like that, your mind so peaceful, your body, you know, kind of weak, but you're spiritually strong. And then just like, you know, nothing but the Almighty, nothing but the Master, when you sacrifice. That's why people, members in Kalihi, I understand that some of them guys still there, just like Faustino Pilipi.
Faustino Pilipi, he still does, only
that one still, every week.
Fast.
But if I'm not working, I can do that, yeah. But they got one guy, understand the situation.
Yeah.
He forced himself to, no, you don't do that. Almost he passed away.
Is he still alive? I have not seen
still, him. Situation. He was at the procession.
Oh, was he at the procession?
He was there. He was at the procession, went up with the king.
That's Sitoy.
Tata,
that's not Sitoy.
Sitoy.
The one that was like...
No, the other way, I got two of them. The other one is different. Santos.
Right.
Balansag, that's the one. The one with the cane.
Yeah.
That's the one he could learn more, only one hand with that cane. They healthy, but only the... I got one more, this Patok, as from Maweda, as my same lads with us, you know.
How about Patricia Medico, Tata Medico, does he pass?
Oh, yes, the past is not very good. Before, I don't know now.
Did you grow your hair?
Oh, yes, I did.
How long?
6 years.
Oh, 6 years?
I got my hair, yeah.
You did not cut? Or
because I cut. Well, when the Second World War, I was inducted. Yeah.
Into the army?
Yeah. That's why they cut my hair.
Oh.
I have to cut. But but this Ben Escobedo,
yeah.
he deferred me. I was deferment. So that I did not go through. I was in Honolulu already. Ready to go. I passed all my physical examination.
They inducted you?
Yeah.
Where were they going to send you, did you know?
Well, I don't know. Well, my friend before, they sent him to the Philippines. And he was in the Philippines. And then we came back, hey, you missed brother, the Philippines. I was there. He was a sergeant when he came back.
In the U.S. Army?
Yeah.
And Benny Escobedo had power to...
Yeah, he did that. Oh, yeah, because he was with the war band before. Because I'm a member of the war band.
Yeah, brother used to have programs.
Yeah.
Radio programs.
Your brother.
Program, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the
he
brother,
used to
yeah. Late brother.
When he was a university student.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he used to broadcast. That was his big job, and he helped
yeah.
Well.
He was the one.
The
brother, yeah.
Yeah.
As he's the advisor. Advisor of Bini, the late brother.
Brother?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was the advisor of Bini. Him the one write his speech sometimes.
Speech.
But he don't know how to read, he just did the...
It's amazing, you
know,
Bini.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He is,
he knows get them, all those governors like that, all his friends. You know that? He's a Mason as well.
He's what?
Masoneria.
Ah.
He
so
go with the wealthy people, this
the Howley.
Howleys, yeah.
Oh, so he was the one, he said, did you ask him to
No.
He just didn't want
he
you to
He just did,
go.
Yeah, because I am the right-hand man here that must have been appointed on Maui to be a member of the war band, selling war bands.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we have only the Filipinos. I was the chairman of selling war bands. I sold $175,000 one day.
Gee.
And then the international, they got street dance like that, they can make only 10,000.
So and everybody was doing something for the war,
yeah,
like
and then,
war bands like that.
And then the Filipino Federation, the most 100%, give 100% for selling war bands. How many millions, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why Bini got good records from President Johnson. President Roosevelt.
Yeah, he said that to me.
Yeah, that Paga, he knows everything. You can ask more information from him.
Yeah, we talked to him a long time, Mike and I, at the beginning, and he was telling us.
I wonder if I have a picture of brother in
this
radio
station. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they had, though, because in fact, when I go on all before, I have to go to the radio. So I learn how to face the microphone.
Your brother, you mean the radio station of your brother?
And then this coming Saturday, I'm going to take Fred Aldo Lopez, KNUI, because he's going to Honolulu. Get program Saturday morning, 2 hours. KNUI right here.
Oh.
Before KMBI too, it's Josie Bella, I was the one who took when I go vacation Philippines.
So now you broadcast here?
Yeah.
Under whose?
Fred do the last program every morning. Except Sunday, because your uncle Sales takes Sunday. Joe Sales.
Oh, he's getting
back. Yeah, he gets Sunday.
Ah, the other thing that, there was something I was going to ask. What is the significance of this thing in the altar there? I saw one in, I think, Patricio Medico's.
Yeah, which one?
The shell. Is that shell?
It's that shell is they just decorate for the altar.
For the altar. When? How old is this altar?
Well, it's from Honolulu. This is the original in Honolulu, the church in Honolulu.
Which was where?
Kalihi.
In Kalihi?
Yeah.
Oh, and then you removed it?
Well, Mama, I asked Mama Toy when when they did not use there.
Yeah.
If I could have, okay, you're smart, you ask. I give it to you first chance, you see. So I brought, and the other branches, they jealous, because I had this one. Why Mama Toy gave to me? Because, well, Napoleon, the one who asked first, so I gave to him.
Uh-huh. There was something else I was going to ask you, Tata. That, I'm sure there were many people who were against the master or who were against the Federation in the
outside.
Filipino community, outside of the Federation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I think there's a book, one is Dison.
Dison, yeah.
Yeah. What were the kinds of things, Tata, that went in the community? People speak against.
Because they don't believe that the master is God of the Federation or the members.
Mm-hmm.
Because some members, they could not, explain. The way how they supposed to understand, what I mean. That's the reason why they go against, because how come they make Moncado a god? He is a man like them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But the members also said, how come Christo before, he is also man, just like us,
mm-hmm.
just like Dr. Moncado.
Mm-hmm.
He said. And then some guy said, Christ had 12 before, Dr. Moncado had 12. That's the reason why he is our God. That's what the members said before. That's why the Dyson,
mm-hmm.
he did not believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
He against. That's the reason why he been published a book
mm-hmm.
to discredit, I think, some.
He was a minister also.
No, he is a minister, but they're not supposed to do that because he's a minister. I don't believe that he is a minister criticizing people.
Minister is not supposed to.
Not supposed to. You're supposed to explain what God's word. Not criticizing people.
Did he meet Dr. Moncado?
Oh, they meet.
Oh.
They meet, but I don't know. They did not talk about Master's mission. Just meet to hello, maybe, they didn't have that. But Master know already. What you have in your mind, what you want to do.
So even before he wrote the book, he...
Well, he knows already. I just let him go. Master said there will be the time that know me. Master said before, to people doing that way, he said, kung totoo, maniwala ka, ay di ka magalit ka kung hindi totoo, bakit magalit ka? So Master Sylvie, what's his philosophy too? If it's true, why you get mad? If it's not true, why you get mad too? Just let the people criticize me. That's my fertilizer. See? Huh?
So he never got mad, the Master?
No, got mad, the Master. Only during meeting time when the members get hot-head.
So what?
He said, maayo pa mga matay mong tanan. Punyeta.
The master says.
No, Mama Toy before.
Mama, that's, I think she's Tagalog. That's
very
Tagalog. You also grow up with that. Punyeta. Why did Mama Toy say that?
Some members too like that. Sometimes they get news.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? And that bad news against her. And somebody
tells to her.
That's when he get mad. But the master, no, that's the way. He knew get mad to outside people, only the member.
Oh, he get mad at the member.
No, but mad just like scolding. That's like family, like that,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Oh, so he did scold members?
Oh, yeah, why not? He did scold members. That's why nobody like that.
When
we had a meeting, spiritual people, you cannot move. 2 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours time. You cannot go out. Spiritual time.
What
sit down like this. moved. Only the officials still on the stage like us. I'm always at the stage. Uh-huh. So I should just bungoton like that all the time. Oh, like that. No, cannot move, nothing. No more noise. You cannot hear any noise when you meet with the spiritual division. So I learned during those days that spiritual group had something. Because Master said before, without you, spiritual and Kalihi, I could not come back Hawaii when he came back. But because of you, people here, I came back. That's what the message told, so that I read someday. Even also mentioned when we had first meeting here, 1948, he came Maui. We held the meeting at Baldwin High School. There were plenty members here, that I about almost 300 yet, attended the meeting. I was the one who handled the side meeting. In fact, I was the one who asked Master to give a prayer.
What sort of prayer would he give?
He got his own prayer. Master, you have here. You get in there. Master, he got prayer in there. Yeah. You seen that? You.
Did this meeting, Tata, did the Master talk all the time? Or, like, how, what was said in the meetings? I mean,
well,
who talked most of the time?
Master
did. And
Master gave us the meeting for 1 hour, 2 hours, lecture.
Just lecture.
About this world, about God, about what been be happen, what had been happened. So we know already what happened, what becoming, because he told us. That's why we're preparing. But those members just like ignore like that, you know, just like padaplin lang na. But there will be the time.
Who were these members who ignored them?
Well, some.
Who were attending that meeting also?
Attending the meeting already. At the present time, no, not before time.
Oh.
At this time now, because the Master is not around. Some guys said, "Oh, Master not around. We can do whatever we can." Yeah. Bahala na.
Tata, I know, in a Catholic religion, when you die, you believe in the soul, like going to heaven or being reunited with God or something like that. This is something I'm trying to understand. What is your belief? Like, if death comes, what happens? Do you believe that you're going to be reunited with the Master, or, you know, what kind of? I don't know if I'm trying. If you can understand what I'm trying to say, because to me it's clear. Mm. Not necessarily that I believe some of these things that I was taught before, as Catholic, but these were kind of the things that we were taught in religion. So, like, when you see yourself at the end of your life, what is ahead of that end? What is beyond life?
Well, according to the Masters before, he said that there is a place that two members to be stay in if you follow my principle. So, in other words, they had a place for us that been prepared, to those prepared here, because some are not prepared. To those who qualified, I mean. So that's what we trying to do now, to be one more, or to my part now, I'm trying to make myself. Who knows, it may be I could go to the place where he prepared or could not go.
And he never said what that place is?
No.
But that's related, Tata, to the belief of the, isn't there an end of the world and the arch? or
in the end of the world.
Yeah, yeah. But that will come too. Is that part of when all the dead are going to? I'm trying to understand. Isn't there Tata on which he said to prepare for the coming of the end of the world and to have an arch, like an ark of yep. not an arch, but an ark of
a place to where the place to live in.
Uh-huh. Is this part of this afterlife? Yep. He never explained where it is. Or,
no, he never.
But he said he will be.
Yeah.
He will be there. How did he, when he made this meetings, Tata, was Mama Toy part of the religious services?
Well, when he gave us a meeting before. They did not meet with Mama Toy yet.
Oh, he was not married yet.
He was not married yet. When he passed all those lectures. You know. Uh-huh. And when Mama Toy, when they get married, sometimes only Master come and the Mama Toy stay back mainland. Uh-huh. When the Master was so busy and mainland, we sent Mama Toy back here to take care of the members in Hawaii. And they separated all the time, you know. Because we had a message from the Master. Since that he is busy in the mainland, he sent Mama Toy as his representative here in Hawaii to take over his place. But members did not understand that at that time. More they against her, why Master gave that authority to Mama Toy.
Because she really came late, yeah? Because yeah. Master was not married for a long time.
Yeah. But they did not know who Mama Toy is, Mama Toy was. But I know Mama Toy.
Personally, and
I know Mama Twist too.
What kind of a person was she?
It's different to us too. Because I saw her miracle too.
You saw her what?
I saw a miracle to her too.
Oh,
before.
I see. So you believe that she has?
Yeah, it's not. She's with the Master. She told me many times, you know, when happened, visiting Honolulu sometime, she called me, "Hey, Napoleon, you come, I like to talk to you, we had a meeting." So, and then Master also said one time that, "Yo, Napoleon, you go, you with Mama too, yeah?" Called me, I go. Always with Mama Toy. So from Mama Toy, I learned also something from her. But even though most of the members, or even some of the officers, they go against Mama Toy. She was only actress. But who knows, after that, the Master been pick up her. But the history, from the very beginning, I know. Because when you understand the philosophy, because they did not direct to us, you know, to explain who they are and what they are.
They never told you?
No. But I know. That's the reason why when Mama Toy go travel all over the islands before, because he just come pick up me here, "Hey, Napoleon, we go to the island, huh? As my speaker." I have to go there, I spend my own money. He just pick up me here. That's why we have some pictures in there. We go tour all the island. He went Kauai, Hilo, Kona. In fact, I was a driver one time from Hilo to Kona. First time I drove, said, yeah, I don't like somebody drive, only you, Napoleon. So I drove one car. The manager in Kona, he said, no, I don't trust them. I like you drive for us. In fact, I was only the officers yet who drove master to go around. That's what the late Arado told me. Even, you know.
So every time the master came here, you would drive?
No, yeah, I drove during the strike, but when he come here,